If somebody causes a fire and sends his fire in the hand of a non-bar das, the cheresh, the deaf mute, the shota, the mentally insane person, the katan, or the katan, the minor. And in this case, we say it's not that he gave him an actual flame, then he would clearly be chayev. It's that he gave him a coal that was glowing. And so a coal that's glowing, you know, after the barbecue's over and it's still glowing a little bit, if you blow on it, you can fan a flame, and that will cause open flames. Pater b'dinei adam. He is pater in the laws of mankind, because the guy who gives the coal to the non-bar da'as is giving it to somebody who can't be his shliach. So as a result, he didn't give him a fire, it was just a coal. But at the same time, he did give him something that was going to cause danger. So he's pater b'dinei adam, b'chayev b'dinei shamayim. But by the laws of shamayim, he's going to be chayev, and he's going to be punished for it at some point. Clearly, the shliach, the cheresh of the katan, is not a bardas, he is not responsible. But this guy who gave him something that could be dangerous, he's responsible. Shalach b'yad pikeach, but if he gave the coal to a person who was completely normal and of sound mind and body, ha-pikeach chayev. Then the person who is the pikeach, the ordinary person, he's chayev, he's an adult. He should have been careful with this. And if he starts a fire, let's say maliciously as an arsonist, there's ein shliach ledvar avera. You can't be a shliach for somebody else to do an avera, to do a sin. You are responsible for the avera that you commit with your own hands, so you would be chayev. There's some discussion in Tosos and other places, what if he doesn't know what he's doing is an avera, but ein shliach ledvar avera means that the adult who commits the sin is chayev for the sin that he committed. Echad! Havi Esaur, new case. One guy has a fire, and he brings it. And he has a kind of lit coal or a lit torch. Vechad Havi Esaitzim. And then a second guy brings fuel, brings wood for the fire, sets it on fire, ignites it, and then the fire starts to spread and it causes damage. Havi Esaitzim Chayiv. The second guy who brought the wood, he's going to be Chayiv for the damages, because if he hadn't brought fuel, the fire would have gone out. On the other hand, somebody brings a pile of wood, of sticks, and then somebody else brings fire, and the fire gets lit. The one who brought the fire is chayev, because the other guy just had a bunch of pieces of wood. It wasn't a fire. Until the second guy came along and started a fire, the first guy can say, we didn't start the fire. It was always burning. So, ba achar valiba. Let's say, in order for the fire to spread, somebody needed to fan the fire, blow the fire. Liba, from Belabas Eish Mitocha Saneh, when it talks about Moshe Rabbeinu seeing a flame of fire. So to make something into a flame, you have to blow on it. And so the fire needed to be fanned, and it didn't respond when there was a breeze. It didn't get fanned. But a person came over and blew on it and started the fire. Hamalah b'chayev. Then clearly the person who fanned the fire is going to be chayev because it's his fault. Libata haruach. But if the wind blows the fire and starts it up, and we hear that it's a ruach she'ena metsuya, an unusual wind, so nobody could have expected this, kulan patur and everybody's patur. The guy who brought the wood, the guy who brought the fire, it would have gone out by itself, but when you get a hurricane that fans flames, you can't blame anybody in particular. When Breezy Point goes up in flames, surely it was not arson, it was an accident. Hashaleches habi'ira va'achla etzim. If somebody sets a fire and it consumes wood, o avonim, or stones even, oh afar, it's such a hot flame that it burns stones or the top of the dirt in a newly plowed field called near. And what happens here is that somebody started a fire and it burns somebody's property, not just the wood, but the actual field itself. Chayev then is chayev shenemar, because the Torah says, ki seitze esh umatz akotzim, if a fire goes out and it finds thorns, v'nechal gadish, and it consumes a stack of grain, ohakama, or standing grain that's still attached to the ground, o hasada, or the field, meaning the field itself is burned. Shalim mishalim ha-mavir sabe'ira. The one who started the fire, who ignited the fire, shall surely pay. And so that shows that even if you damage the field itself, you're chayev to pay. Avra geder. On the other hand, if the fire from the burning wood crosses over a stone fence, shehu gavoa arba amos, that it's taller than 4 amos, more than 8 feet tall, or 6 feet tall. In this case, it's a stone fence, obviously. If it was a wooden fence, it would have gone up in smoke. O derech harabim, or the fire crosses a public road that's at least 16 amos wide. O nahar, or a river, and we're talking here about kind of an amo, like a ditch with water in it, that's at least 8 amos wide. half the size of the road, but still eight amos, it's deep, has water, it's cold, usually fire can't cross it, potzer. In all these cases, fire can't cross these barriers, and so if it does, it's considered, as the insurance companies would say, an act of God, and the other guy is not chayav for it. Hamad l'ketuch shelo. If somebody starts a fire on his own property, ad kamo tavor ha-deleka, how far do we say in an empty space that a fire would travel if there's no fuel in that space? So it's just an empty piece of ground. How far does fire usually go? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rowan Oso Kilu Hu Be'emsa Beis Kur. We look at it, for the guy who sets the fire, that he's putter only if the space between where he starts it and the neighbor's property is at least as much as a Beis Kur. A Beis Kur, a Kur is 30 Sa'ah, and a Beis Kur is enough space to sow a Kur of seed, and that is 274 amas by 274 amas, something like 5 or 6 acres of land. So in the center of that, you have to have half that distance, 137 amas on all sides, so somewhere between 2.5 and 3 acres around you empty, while, in order for you to remain putter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shisha Asar Amos, Kederuf Shesarabim. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you don't need 137 Amos on every side, just 16 Amos on every side. Because, as we said before, usually a fire doesn't go across a public Rishas Arabim. That's 16 Amos, so that's all you need. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Chamishim Amos. Rabbi Akiva says there has to be a minimum distance of 50 Amos between the fire and the next door property to be putter. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalem Shalem Hamavir Asabeira. Rabbi Shimon quotes the Pasuk, surely pay the one who started the fire, Hakolofi Hadaleka. It all goes according to the fire. The size of the fire, the high flames, however far it would seem that it should go. Some fires are bigger than other fires, so we go by a subjective, not an objective distance. And that is the lengthy Mishnah Dalet. Mishnehe, Hamadlik is Agadish, if somebody lights a stack of grain on fire in his own Rishus, and it or he lights a fire in his own Rishus, and it goes to the next person's Rishus and burns a stack of grain. So it started on my Rishus and then burned the other guy's grain, Bahayubo Kalim, and hidden in the other person's stack of grain on his own property were Kalim, utensils, objects. Vidolku, and then they got burned up when the stack of grain went up in flames. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yishalim Masha Betoko. Rabbi Yehuda says, whether it's hidden in the grain, whether it's out in the open, you're chayev for it. Vachachamim Omerim, Chamim say, not necessarily. Einam Shalom El Gadosh Shalchitin O Shel Sa'arim. You only pay for a stack of wheat or barley, including the hollow space inside the grain where the objects were hidden. So you treat the whole stack as if it was a solid stack, and you pay for grain. How did he know there was stuff hidden in the stack of grain? There is some discussion about what the objects were. If the things hidden in the grain are things you always find in a stack of grain, like tools and harnesses and pieces of leather that are used to harvest, then he would be chayev. But if it's things that you would never find in a stack of grain, like the guy's wallet or the guy's deed to his house, then you wouldn't be chayev. Why would he think that would ever be in a stack of grain in the first place? Now, what if the stack of grain in the other guy's property that got lit on fire, Hoya Gedi Kafoslo, it had a goat, a young goat, that was tied to the stack of grain, the Eved Samochlo, and a slave who was not tied, but he was hanging around, maybe taking a nap, next to the stack of grain, Vinisrafimo, and when the stack of grain gets caught on fire, the goat is burnt to a crisp, then Chayev. He's Chayev because the goat was tied and couldn't escape. And so, what was the goat supposed to do? On the other hand, if the slave... he's chayev for the stack of grain to pay. He's chayev, the goat is tied to it. He's chayev to pay, and he's chayev to pay for the goat as well, because they were tied together. Now, the Eved, on the other hand, if the Eved could have gotten up and could have run away, then the Eved is at fault for his own death, because he didn't wake up when everybody was screaming fire. So he's not chayev for the Eved. Eved kafoslo, if the slave is tied to the grain, ugedi samachlo, and the goat is standing next to it, v'nisrafimo, and the goat and the slave were both burned up, putter, the man is putter. Why is he putter? Because since the slave died and was tied to the grain, he gets death penalty for killing a slave. As a result, we use a principle called kim lebe de rabo mine. You give somebody the more strict penalty, and he's let off on the lighter penalty. So he's let off on paying for the grain, because he's paying with his life for the dead slave. gets the greater punishment. The goat, he's not. He's also chayev for, even though it's not tied, there's some discussion in the Rishonim about whether he should be chayev for the goat, because maybe the goat wasn't smart enough to run away, maybe it was, but according to many Mefarshim, he's chayev for the death of the slave, he's pater for the grain, he's pater for the money, he's pater for the goat as well, because he's getting kim lebed rabba minei. Umor chachamim l'Rabbi Yehuda, and the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda about things hidden in a stack of grain, b'madlikas habira, if somebody lights up a house on fire, so I go to somebody else's house and I light the fire, shumishalim kol mashe b'tocho. I have to pay for everything that was in the house, shekein derech b'nei adam l'niach b'vatim, because people keep all kinds of valuable stuff in their house. In a stack of grain, nobody leaves their wallet. In a house? Of course he leaves all his valuables. So if I burn down somebody's house, then I'm chayev for everything inside, no question about it, even according to the Chachamim.